Welcome back, Superhuman. If you are currently beating yourself up about the inaction you've taken so far this year, I guarantee you, you are not the only one. There are statistics to say that 80% of people's New Year's resolutions are dead and buried by the end of January. So at the time of this recording or release, it's mid-March. So it's safe to say they're a distant memory. But it doesn't have to be that way. As of the week of 18th of March, that will officially be 12 weeks into 2024. So now is the perfect time to resurrect these goals and desires and inevitably dreams. Now is a time to sow the seeds. Notice I'm not saying make a plan. It's because if there's something that you truly want, deep in your heart's desires, and you're not fulfilling it already, then let's call it my hallucination, but maybe it's because you don't know how or what steps to take, or you really don't want it. Maybe it's something you think you should do, which is usually someone else's value or belief. A common reason I hear is, I'm waiting till I'm ready, or I'm waiting for the right time, or once I, then I'll, I just... Insert excuse. Sound familiar? If you're listening to this, it's my guess that you like ticking things off your list, achieving what you set out to do and reaping the rewards for your action. Quite satisfying, isn't it? For me, goals aren't a once a year occasion. They require constant focus, time, and energy to come to fruition. Where attention goes, energy flows, and results follow. So what's one thing that if you change and commit to it right now, would move the needle most for you in your life in the next 3 months? Usually it's something health or wealth related that springs to mind first. If only I lost weight, got stronger, fitter, faster, or earned more, cleared my debt, found a new job, my life would be so much better, would it? What's that one thing for you that just really shines bright through you right now? Think about that thing. If you achieve it, what does it look like for you? What does it feel like? What does it enable you to do that you cannot do right now? Will it open doors? Opportunities that may at the moment appear distant? But if you accomplish that change, it would seem closer within reach. Let's keep going. You've achieved that. What's the next thing? What would that feel like? What would that look like? Imagine where and what that could lead you to. And I know that that can often feel quite difficult for people to envision things that far. We often underestimate, or I should say overestimate, what we can do in a year, but underestimate what we can achieve in 10, I think that's the saying goes. But when you think about achieving all of those things, like you've got it, like you're living it, you're being it right now, like it's yours, are you smiling as you're thinking about it? How awesome would that be? How satisfying? Now let's pause for a minute. It's currently, quote, Mad March. Soon it will be Easter, then Anzac Day, and insert the birthdays, holidays. All will go by, and next thing you know, it's the end of June. Happy EFE! end of financial year, for those who don't know. And you're thinking, oh my God, it's gone by so fast. Like, how is this half the year done? But that one thing you said you were going to do at the start of 2024... and again in March, it's still not even close to done. In fact, it still hasn't even started. Feel that for a moment. If there's one thing we know to be true is we don't like not being able to get done what we say we would. That regret for the time past. But fear of failure is usually why most people don't even start. It's easier to be realistic or safe, like not set out to be disappointed at all. but that doesn't seem to lead to happiness either. Trust me, I don't enjoy bringing people down. I love lifting people up. Didn't it feel amazing imagining the achievement? And then now the opposite? It sucks. I say all this to reignite the fire within you, because it is far from too late to start again or commence the first step. A common trap people fall in is reverting back to a tried but true strategy that they've done time and time again and it's worked, but you know, then you fall into other habits and it seems to kind of go backwards, but then you try it again and it works, and then you go back to tried and true habits and it seems to be a constant hamster wheel that doesn't really get you to where you want to be. Because if it worked, why isn't it still present? To summon your superhuman, you're going to need a strategy for sustainable sustenance that'll provide the super strength you truly want. Now let's bring it back to your health or wealth goal. Energizing a strong body or a strong financial position will require a similar amount of steps and consistency. By focusing on that feeling of achievement and truly cementing that commitment in your heart for it being a must. Let's think about it for a second. Why must it be a must right now? And what are your potential obstacles? Because then you're going to start thinking about how you can ensure these obstacles don't become roadblocks. And you'll wind up back here again thinking, oh, I'm here again. Because remember, July is a blink away. So what are you going to do to make sure you take the action required? Keep asking for the solutions and the answers will come. How can I make this work? You just keep visualizing it as done. You've got this. You've done it. You can, you will, and you must. Now I hope that this has sparked a fire in your belly. You know the feeling when you want something so bad and then you'll do anything to get it. You have to put that kind of passion behind what you want to achieve in life. Whether it's saving for a holiday or saving time to create more energy by committing to doing more with your health so that you can be more energized and spend more time with your kids or your partner and do the things that you want to do instead of feeling flat and tired all the time. So now's the time to make a commitment, a true commitment to acquiring that thing that is going to change your life now that you've thought about it more. Because now it's a must, right? And so what do we have to do now? Well, now this is where we start to think about the how. And luckily, we're so programmed to be problem solvers. That's why I say, just keep asking yourself, like, how am I going to make this work? What do I need to do? Who do I need to speak to? Or who do I need to enlist to help me get there? Truly. And you just got to think about that. Pen to paper is the best way I always recommend. And just think about, okay, I need to get to this result. Usually the fastest way is enlisting someone's help to get you there faster, because you don't truly know something unless you've done it. And too many people think that they've learned something and, oh, I know how to do that. Oh, that's easy. I've got, you know, I know how to do it. I know I can do it myself and all that sort of stuff, yet never actually do it. So then therefore you really don't know how to do it. And honestly, the amount of times, so it's almost everybody who I teach how to move correctly, they're just like, what have I been doing all this time? Now I actually know how to do this. They're just blown away because there is just so much information out there and it's just overwhelming. Okay, so keep it simple, because if it becomes overwhelming, you're not going to do anything. You're just going to get paralyzed in fear and all these things. It's going to become too hard, right? So just don't even go there. Just think about what's the next step? What am I going to commit to right now? If that's going to be exercise, nutrition, whatever, for the next week, this is what I'm going to do. This is how many days, this is how many times, and do it. Make it happen. Or if it's savings, I'm going to save X amount. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to have it by, and do it. Okay, there's a saying that's like ready fire aim. Yeah, ready fire aim, right? Sounds weird, but most people wait until they're ready, and if you are one of those people or if you've been in that circumstance before, you know that you're never going to be ready, right? Having all your ducks in a row, even though it does actually happen, ducks in a row, that is, they don't stay in a row for long, generally. Like if you, you know, if they get to, something bothers them, they'll fall out of order. So really, you're waiting for something that is not actually going to stay that way for very long. So stop waiting, be ready, fire, like shoot, just go, you know, take the shot. And then if you miss, which you most likely will, especially the first time, then you aim. And that's a form of course correction. So be ready, fire, take the action, just do it. You're never going to know if you're going to be any good at it or if anything's going to come of it if you never actually do anything. And then you aim. And then that is like the repetition. That's the skill acquiring. That's the course correction. You know, when a kid learns how to ride a bike, you know, we've all been there. I mean, hopefully you know how to ride a bike. What does a parent do? They go, here, sit on the seat. So you sit on the seat. Like, all right, hold the handlebars. Put your feet up. You're ready. Well, not both feet up at the same time, hopefully. But you're ready, right? Then you fire. So you start to push on the pedal. And then you might completely lose your balance and fall off. So then you aim. All right, next time, try to keep the bike in this direction, straight up, course correct it from there. You're never going to be perfect at something at the first go. And perfection is the lowest standard. It truly is. Because it is an excuse to not do the thing. So no more excuses. Do the thing. And if you're a super fast action taker, I want you to email me. I'm an action taker at rewritesummonyoursuperhuman.com. I may have something for you. However, if you listen to this later down the track, or you're listening to this now and you decide to take action, you've made a commitment and you execute the daily actions and the weekly actions, and now it's 3 months down the track and it's July, email me then, because I want to know what you were able to achieve and learn throughout that time by just actually doing the thing. Don't wait to be ready. Just fire and then aim. So I hope today's episode was helpful. I just felt compelled in my heart to share this message because I know too many people are being swept up in time and time excuses and feeling quite disappointed with themselves. You know, we're very good at beating ourselves up. We are pro at it. But instead of wasting energy on beating yourself up, why don't you redirect that and push it in the direction to which you actually want to go? Set the sails in the wind of your life, my friend. So yes, if this has been helpful, please, please, all I ask is you leave a 5-star review. That's all I ask in return. Because if this just helps one more person, I'm happy. And by leaving a review, it'll help other people find this information or find the episodes that they need. And that's truly why I do this. So I hope this has been helpful. And until next time, Superhuman, strengthen your mind, body, and soul muscles. And stay amazing.